Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School, is with us. And Chris, Thanksgiving with Classical.
Yes, very excited to be coaching my first Thanksgiving, Bill.
Tell me about what are your memories of waking up as a player on Thanksgiving Day and playing in the game?
You know, it's something special. You wake up early in the city of Lynn. It's crosstown. And you go there and the stadium's empty. You come out and it's filled. And then you're playing against kids you've grown up with. And it's a real memorable game. I was fortunate enough to play in four of them. And I can remember plays from every one of them.
How about a memory from one of your games on Thanksgiving?
It's got to be my senior year. We actually playing at Swampscott because Manning Bowl had just gotten demolished. We were 3-0 the last three Thanksgivings, and my classmates and I were the first Classical 4-0 against Classical in quite some time. So just that, and just finishing up with a win in our last game in the Bulldog uniform was something special.
Well, you mentioned this is your first year as a head coach here at English High School. So what's that first year been like? What has it been like?
It's been great. A ton of learning experiences as a team, as a coaching staff. I think we have progressed from where we were at the beginning of the season to where we are now. We've played better of late. Hiccup last week, but a lot of learning experiences.
Well, give me an area of or two of the games or of the game rather that has come together for English.
I think moving the ball offensively, we've gotten much better with more consistency. Really from that Marblehead game, the second half of the Peabody game on in particular, that Marblehead game was really a turning point, I think, for our team with confidence in moving the ball. We went a little more basic, put in the new I formation package to go along with our spread formations, and it really gave us a little more balance that we were seeking earlier on in the season.
Yeah. Individually, a player or two on both sides of the ball, offense, defense, that has come along this year for you?
A number of guys, but Jeremy Garcia defensively, defensive captain, he has really been our anchor in the three technique, and he's played tremendous the entire year, along with Jacob Miller right in the middle linebacker behind him. Offensively, Daquan Shepard, Tyler Story, kind of been the story of those two guys the last 4 weeks in particular really picked it up. And you can't go without talking about our freshman quarterback, Matt Severance, who has grown every single game, and he's going to be a heck of a player.
Yeah. How about your line, your offensive line?
Frank Perry anchors it. He has turned into a two-way player. He has been as consistent as it gets. He's a leader. He's taken control as a center and the leader of that offensive line, and he's also done a very good job this year for us.
All right. So if you were a scout in scouting Classical, which I think you may have already done that a little bit, who are you coming away with saying, we got to keep an eye on this guy and this guy and this guy?
They play well together, more so than just individually, but their quarterback's a good player. They have speed. They have a defensive lineman that's a very good player. And I just think, you have to play, you have to rally to the football, and you can't miss assignments against them.
Any other thoughts on this matchup with Classical on Thanksgiving as far as the X's and O's and, what you're expecting from them and vice versa? Of course, you're not going to tell us too much here, but,
No, you have a little bit longer to prepare. So the X's and O's, you hope that you're more prepared and the kids are ready. But, when the jitters start going on Thanksgiving for some of these guys, sometimes the X's and O's gets thrown out and the emotions take over. So I'm just looking forward to being out there leading these guys into, our first Thanksgiving all together.
You, as a scientist, will have to harness those jitters, right?
That's it.
All right, Chris, good talking with you, and good luck on Thanksgiving Day.
Bill, thank you very much.
Lynn English High head football coach Chris Carroll on MSONewsSports.com.